lots of, you know, like brothers and parents and a wife, I think, they say the story, you know. It's the story start out like this. And then he start trapping Martin in the fall. And every time he's going to this Martin traps, you know, everyone has Martins in it. So he have whole bunch of it. And pretty soon after, later, he don't catch any more. And the bait that he put in there was missing. And some of the houses are fall in. It fall in, and he don't know how. But there's Martin tracks around the place, but he couldn't know how this thing, he couldn't catch it, because he caught lots before. And then when the moonlight came out, he was thinking to himself, I wonder how come my houses are broken in and don't catch nothing, taking the food. So he went close to one, you know, so far that he can see the house, the cobby house. So he was watching it, and pretty soon he see Martin coming. It went right near the place. It went right on top. And just like it was just dancing, you know, on top of the cobby house. It was dancing, just like making noise, but it wasn't singing or anything. And then it jumped down, and then it went behind and grabbed that food. This was the first thing, the first night, you know. Then that night he came home, and then he went to bed. As he went to bed, what this Martin was doing was jumping and like dancing on top of this cubby house, that he was singing the first song that they're going to sing for the before the stick dance, you know, the first song. Then the second one he went to, same way. Then the third one, it was all 14, you know, and each one had songs that it was doing the same thing, you know, dancing on top of each houses. And he dream about it, and then he wake up. So the next day he start singing them songs all day and keep on, you know, till he gets use of it, of them. So then he finished these 14 songs and lots of other songs for the stick dance too, you know. So he was thinking, gee, I wonder how come I dream so much of these. Maybe my relatives that I lost and my brothers wanted food. So he made 14 baskets and put it around in the house, you know, in his house, all the way around. And to each one, he sing to these baskets, you know, full of food. And then after he get through singing to them, he grabbed the whole thing, each one of them, and he have fire, you know, in the center. And then he throw them in the fire. Then he think he's feeding his people that he lost. Well, there was nobody else besides him. He was all alone. It's what Daddy used to tell me. Just this part I remember, you know, but the rest I don't remember. Then at the end he finished, for I don't know how long he was doing that. Then he put stick in his house, and then he decorated, like, you know, he put red rim all around and black rim all around. And then he put it right in the center in his house, start dancing around it all night, till he finished all the songs. And then he said, well, this should start now for a farther ahead, you know. Then he said, it will go as far as Nulado. In Indian, he said, Nulado. It shouldn't go any farther than that. Means Nulado. It shouldn't go any farther than this place. That was it.
How far down?
That's in way back, you know. That was just a story. It started by a story and a dream. And it just start continue on, you know. like by the old timers, way back around, used to tell stories about it, and that started it. That this poor, they find out by this that this poster, like in our way, they say they feed their people that they lost by the dish that they gave out, you know. Like our dish we gave out, and like those people that sit all around, you know, they have dish, every one of them. And we set it right in front of them. Well, they say that's where we're feeding our children, like in the back stories, you know. So we try to continue on that all the time, even though if we don't believe it, but just, you know, we just try to keep it up, because there's a lot of people come in for it and they have a lot of fun. And like our kids, we try to let our kids know and to learn them and to teach them so they can continue on.
Who told you the story that you just told us?
My dad.
Uh-huh. When did he tell you the story?
When I was a little girl.
How old are you now?
I'll be 52 on the 15th of this month. And my daddy died 32 years ago. And that's way when I was small. My daddy always used to tell a story, you know, when we were in out camp all alone. There was me and my mom and my dad all at the camp. Nobody around. So for me not to be lonesome, I think every night he was telling different stories, stories upon stories, or singing. A lot of things he used to do just for me not to be lonesome, I think. But I wasn't lonesome. I was so used to it. Me all alone in the house with my parents, because I'm only one.
How are the dishes selected, the foods that people eat?
These dishes that we give to the people, well, they eat out of it. And then they say that our children who we give out the dish for, they say some way or another it get there or something like that. The way they put it, you know, way back. That's the way they say we're feeding our children when we give out our dish, the one we lost. So we have to dress the people that we gave the dish to in like fur clothes and boots and stuff like that. All the clothing we have to give them. It's like we're just dressing the whole clothes, you know, everything.
Who are the people that you're dressing, Edna?
I'm dressing Tessian Sanders, Pauline Peter, Gertrude George for my daughter I lost, and one is Vector George for my boy. So I'm dressing four.
How long have you been working to get the clothing together for the dressing?
I started in January, and only today maybe I'll be through the parkies. I made four pairs of boots, three parkies, and my daughter did all the stockings and stuff like that. My girls had knit me little socks and gloves and stuff like that for to give away to the other people too. Whoever helps and whoever donates stuff, you know.
Could you tell me some of the food that's in the special dishes that at the potlatch is given to people?
All kinds of stuff, like anything, like, you know, the ones we think that our children used to like more. Like we put food, our Indian food, like cake or pie, cookies, candy, cigarettes, snuff. And beer. Sometimes I put beer, or sometimes I put whiskey in them, and stuff like my kids used to use, that they used to like more, I put in my dish. Because I know they used to like them when they were living with me. What they used to ask for, you know, more, I put in my dish.
Is it the same thing with the clothing when you dress people? Is it the kind of clothing that your children used to like to wear?
Yes. Because all the clothes that I'm going to dress in is all the dresses, the ones I got is all the colors my girl used to like. I'm going to dress in. And my boy never used to like fur clothes. So I'm going to use Eddie Bauer jacket, but boots. But I'm not going to use no fur mitts, you know. I'm going to use gloves. Because he never used to like fur clothes.
How do you select the people who are going to be dressed?
Just because they were helping us at the time, you know. Like Vector was helping all those guys. There was a whole bunch of them. But I have lots of other things that I could give to each one person that was helping me, you know, at the time. It's something that worth a lot of money, you know. I ordered.
What kind of food have you been getting for the potlatch, Romeo?
I was, this fall I went up Caillou a couple of trips. I was trying to catch a bear, but the country was pretty well damaged by the fire. And all the bear holes were all spoiled, caved in and stuff like that. So we didn't have any luck. And we caught a few pikes, you know, with hook. And then we've been saving that. We saved it for about 3 months, I guess. We had it in the cache, frozen, you know. We was going to use it for snow ice cream. So that's what we're having. And I caught a couple of moose, and I looked for a fat one. And then I got a few beavers that I've been saving. That's what we're using for the potlatch now. That's about all.
What kind of food is eaten at the potlatch?
The food that everybody brings over there is little of everything what they save, like from in the fall. Berries, okay, if they got ducks and stuff like that from last fall, they save that for the potlatch, you know. They save everything the best they can. So whenever there's potlatch, they can just dig it out, you know. Berries and ducks, geese, like... yesterday, you know, my old lady had geese from last year, what I shot. That's 1 year ago, pretty near. This next month would be 1 year. And she told me she's going to bring in the two geese to cook for the dish that she's given out. I told her, sure. We had it 1 year anyway in the freezer, so it had a little freeze burn, you know, but it really tastes good. So that's the way we people save the best for the dish and even the potlatch. That's all.
How long does the potlatch go on in town here?
Well, you see, it started on Monday. And I guess the last day of the potlatch would be on Saturday, I guess. And then the next day, on Sunday night, is when they're going to have what you call a cleanup, you know. They're going to have a washed-up dance. That's when they put a string across the hall and they have canvas over it. And the first people that come in is the women's. The women's come in with little dish full of anything that they can make, like cookies, pie, cake, piece of fish that's cut up, piece of frozen fish, anything that you can eat, you know, little bite at a time, you know. And all the women do that, and then some of them dress in, they have a face mask, and they dress up funny, you know, and there's all the people stringed across in front of the canvas that are singing, you know. A couple of them would have drums, you know. And a couple guys on each side of the string that would be sitting down and using a long stick like this, a long little stick, you know. And they have little white rabbit tail tied to that string, I mean stick, you know. So they're just like keeping time with the guys that are singing. Ya yung ya, ya yung ya, ya ya ya, like that, you know. And all the women would be singing. And after all the women go out, all the men go out the same thing. And they go in a store and they buy whatever they can buy, you know, coke, candies, and apples, oranges, whatever they can come in with, you know. And then they does the same thing. And there would be about maybe 5 or 6, 7 or 8 more people that would be, boys, that would be dressed in funny clothes too, you know. Just like a Halloween night, you know, the same thing. They use masks and stuff like that. And then they do the same thing, they dance, you know. And that's what they call a washed-up dance. That's a wash-up for everything for the year. That's all.
Pauline, who are you dressing for the stick dance?
I'm dressing Ellen Peter for Alice Hildebrand and Olga Nikolai for my foster mother, Olga Brown.
What are some of the special clothes you've made for the people you're dressing?
Well, I have jackrabbit skin parka, gray jackrabbit skin parka made for Olga Nikolai, and calfskin boots and deerskin mitts with strings for over shoulder. And for Ellen, I had white and black spotted rabbit skin, jackrabbit skin parka made, and boots, calfskin boots with full beaded top border, and deerskin gloves, and dress, star-bought dress from Sears. And scarf. That's all I could remember.
Who are these people being dressed for?
Which ones?
The two people you're dressing. You're dressing them for people that have died in the past.
Oh, I'm dressing Ellen, Peter, for Alice Hildebrand. Alice Hildebrand passed away a couple of years ago on New Year's Day, and Olga Nikolai, I'm dressing her for my mother, Olga Brown, that passed away in 55.
How did Olga Brown help when your mother passed away?
You mean Olga Nikolai? You see, when my mother was sick, she used to sit with me all day and all evening. And she really kept me company. I was really worried because my mother was really sick. And then, after my mother passed away, this Olga Nikolai helped some other women to wash and dress my mother. That's how come I'm dressing her.
Could you tell me who was dressing you, Pauline?
Etna and Romeo Stickman are the ones that's dressing me for their daughter, Anna Louise, that died over in Anchorage a couple of years ago.
Is there anything special that you did for Anna Louise when she passed away?
When they brought her body back home from Anchorage, Tassie Sanders and myself and another woman, we helped clean the body and dressed her. And I think Gertrude George brought them something. I don't remember what it is. It's probably a blanket or something like that. That's how come they're also dressing Gertrude George for Anna Louise Stickman.
Are there any special foods that Edna has been making for you?
Foods?
Special dishes.
She, every day at the potluck, she give me a dish with cooked food in there. It usually, she fry meat or steaks or, pork chops or chicken or ducks that she had put away last summer in the freezer, and fruit and, or home cooked berries and crackers or homemade bread. And well, the dish is just made up all everything that you could think of, you know. It's like a supper, you know, it's like a dinner.
Could you tell me the special dishes that you've made for the people that you're dressing?
Well, everything I cooked is the same as what Romeo and Edna Stickman give me, the dish they give me. And I do the same thing. I put everything that the best I have, like berries that we put away, and salmon strips, and crackers or bread or anything. It's just like to make up a meal.
Are these foods that the people that have died used to like?
It's like for older people, they usually use dry fish or stuff like that, you know, because everybody likes dry fish. And for the younger, there's some children that's going to be dressed in this particular dish. They use mostly like candy and gum and stuff like that. We also put candy and gum in our dish that we're giving away. Every day they give us the dish, and then we give it back the next morning with almost the same things that it was given to us with. We don't use the same stuff that they gave us. We put in our own stuff in return.
This is Vivian Peter of Nulato. I'm dressing Henry Agnes for my brother-in-law, Bernard Peter. I'll dress him in Eddie Bauer parka and mucklucks and moose skin gloves and the rest of the clothes we use. It's beaded gloves.
Beaded band top
for the boots. Mm-hmm. And then I'm dressing Weenie Cipri for my sister Flora Cipri. I'm going to dress her in mouton parka
with
beaded border,
yeah.
And boots with beaded border, gloves beaded to match.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dressing for my little boy,
yeah.
Cosmos Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dressing Simeon Jr. Mountain.
Mm-hmm. In kind of parka.
Oh, store-bought parka.
Yeah.
All he'll have is just mucklucks with beaded top,
yeah.
And beaded mitts, mm-hmm. And Martin cap.
That's pretty cute.
And for my daughter,
yeah.
Veronica,
uh-huh.
Mountain,
yeah.
I'll dress Janie Ismailka.
Yeah.
And I'll dress her in store-bought jacket.
Uh-huh.
Boots, it's not beaded,
yeah.
But beaded mitts.
Yeah.
Knitted socks,
mm-hmm.
That's all. And I'm dressing for our little boy again,
yeah.
Cyprian Peter.
Uh-huh.
And I'm dressing Victor Alexei Jr. with a store-bought jacket,
yeah.
And boots, beaded top, and moose skin,
yeah.
Mitts, beaded, and Martin cap. That is all.
Is that all the people?
Uh-huh.
That's quite a list you've made of.
Five.
Now, how many are you dressing now?
Five. Five people.
You did sewing all winter?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Beadwork, knitting?
Knitting.
Uh-huh. Ordering all the materials from here and there.
Could you tell me something about the kinds of special dishes you've made up for the people that you're dressing?
What we eat every day.
No, but it's better than that. It's a special food. It's mm-hmm. the best they
we
work
have
for during the summer.
During the summer.
And it's the best food that they put in the dish.
What kinds of foods are put in the dishes?
Well, when they bring it in, I see those smoked king salmon and those fish, you know, Indian ice cream or smoked strips. I see in there everything the best. And sometimes maybe a bottle of beer.
Coke, fizzies.
Or Coke.
Cookies, candy, gum.
It's mostly more like a special food, you know. Mm-hmm. It's what they save just all for that. Like mostly all the best food they put aside for this. Potlatch and everything. That's how come they bring everything the best in dance hall.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Edna Stickman, and she said she saved two ducks for almost a year now. Is there any food that you've been saving a long time?
No, I just work for it in the summer. That's the summer, yeah. Then they have freezer. I don't have any freezer.
But gee, that salmon berries.
Yeah, salmon berries
and that fish ice cream is
the best. I'm the only one that picks salmon berries in the summertime.
You're going to make any more?
Tomorrow, that's all.
Oh, boy. We'll be looking for it. It really tastes good.
Today I use blackberries.
The blackberries. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How do you make it up?
Right here, you see? Come in. It's
going to
be better than
knock,
this.
Knock, knock,
knock.
Come in, Stephanie.
Oh,
come on in.
They're going to dry it into just like powder, you know. It's going to be just like powder in the end.
That's fish, isn't it?
Yes, that's fish.
It's dry fish now.
Uh-huh. And they have
fresh fish. Sea fish. That's sea fish.
They have this tallow, you know, moose tallow or star-bought tallow. And then they have this, how you call those? Crisco?
Uh-huh.
Those white ones. Mm.
Shortening.
Yeah, shortening. And then they use sugar or put berries in there.
Or raisins. Anything. Nuts, fruit. We use even chopped banana or apples.
Yeah. This is the best.
You must have tasted some down there.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.